to the first item. It's a subdivision and rezoning application on the northwest corner of Templeton Avenue and Pipeline Road in the Old Kildonan Ward under file DASZ 34 of 2008.
We have some registered people here in support of the
information.
We have some information down here in support. Okay. Now, I guess the applicant is Jerry Klein. You wish to speak on your item?
Chairman, I would ask that we hear items 1 and 2
together
as they're on the same
Well, then I should read out that item 2 is the rezoning and subdivision of the southwest corner of Templeton Avenue and Pipeline Road under file DSZ 35 of 2008.
Sure. Okay, there's also David Bowles and Paul Sunderland. Do you wish to all speak at the same time, or...?
First, start off. The two applications are shown on this plan here. 3408 is the top north side of Templeton, and 3508 is the south side of Templeton. This is a concept plan of Amber Trails, and the subject applications are located here. And
stand a bit more behind it so people in the audience can see it as well, so we can all see it at the same time.
Okay, so this is a concept plan of Amber Trails, and the two applications are located in this vicinity right here. I say it's a concept plan because everything north of Templeton is conceptual at this point. Everything south, where there's indication of lot lines, that's either been developed or approved, or in this case here, are subject to the current application. And anything where there's just hatched lines without any lots, those are potential future lands for development. Anyways, our application consists of, on the north side of Templeton, three multifamily sites, which we are applying for. We've read the planner's report, and I believe it's supportive of the application. These uses are compatible to the rest of Amber Trails and are comparable to similar land uses located at Leela and Pipeline Road. We have no real issues with the ACG report, except those that are highlighted, in which my counterpart Dave will go over in a little further detail. The main request that we have is that we're looking for the ability to time the development of Templeton and Pipeline with the actual development of the sites themselves. So For example, the multifamily sites adjacent to Pipeline Road will be accessed for the most part from Templeton and from south at Pipeline. We're looking to see that, although we're going to be paying for the development of the Pipeline Road going north, we're looking for a ability to delay completing those works until such time as this site gets developed, or until the east side of Pipeline Road, which is also owned by Genstar, gets developed, or 5 years, whichever comes first. We believe that the development of these sites will not add traffic concerns on Pipeline as it exists today. We're also looking for the same kind of concession on the south part of Pipeline Road, again, to be triggered when these sites are developed or sold to third parties. In the other application, 3508, again, the planner's report is positive and supportive for the most part. We have no major issues on this, other than we're requesting that, we understand that transit is requesting that the street be enlarged and oversized to include sidewalks and frontage roads or back lanes and a wider street pavement in order to accommodate the option of having a bus. We believe that Amber Trails already has sufficient collectors planned or existing, or regional roads or arterials to accommodate transit, and that having a bus come through this leg of Amber Trails is really unnecessary. All the residents will have access to an existing bus stop at the Amber Gate Drive and Amber Trail, and once Templeton is completed, I'm sure there'll be another transit stop here, so that everything in this quadrant, including up north, will have adequate transit access. We support the recommendation to provide sidewalks on this street and going north, so that we'll provide pedestrian access to the transit routes. On this map, you can see that the green represents collectors, and currently we have a bus route goes down Amber Gate, south down Amber Trail, and out on Allen Bly. I'm not quite sure where it goes after that. But with the completion of Leela, there'll be plenty of opportunity, or there is opportunity to bring it up Strasburg, which already is a collector, and Templeton will also be a collector. And so that's what I think is a good ring road for providing adequate service to Amber Trails, north and south. We'd also, if possible, recommend, if it could be done with a motion by the council or the community committee, to amend the plan slightly to reduce the number of lots from, I believe, 10 to 9 on the extension of Mercedes or Amber Trail, whatever it's going to be called, and possibly one more lot reduced in total on the east side of this north-south street as well. And that will be due to, I think, making those lots more compatible with the rest of the lots in the area. Also will help provide for required services that may be required in this lot to service this final parcel in the future, which is not owned by Genstar. Other than that, if that basically covers the fraud issues, and if we can go through the ACG report through the highlighted areas that we've provided, I think we can address all the other issues and concerns that we might have. Starting with AG 3408, I think Dave, if you want to walk us through the ACG report, sort of highlight the changes that we're requesting and probably reasons why we think these are appropriate.
Yeah, if you don't mind, Mr. Chair,
go ahead.
Take over. Yeah, thank you. Yeah, so Jerry did a good job summarizing, and then we do have some more specific points in the ACG report. Like Jerry said, we're in agreement with everything in the planning report that looks, I think it looks up on our development quite favorably, except for point 1A that speaks to that the developer be required to enter into a development agreement with the city containing all the conditions outlined in the report of the administrative coordinator dated November 21st. This is where we'd like to see a few changes made in that ACG report. Some are pretty benign and just sort of really administrative in nature, but I'll go through them quickly here.
Excuse me. What you're saying is, with regard to the Winnipeg Public Service recommendation, you're asking that 1A be amended by putting at the end ACG dated November 21st, 2008, as amended.
That would be
perfect. What you want.
Yeah, I think that would be perfect. Yeah. That's precisely what we would like. Yeah.
Let's see what those changes are.
Yeah, sure. Okay. So what we've done, we've shown some of our suggested additions in bold print and deletions just as strike throughs, so hopefully it's relatively clear to you folks.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So I'll start on 3408 on 5A. It's all administrative items. What we've basically done here is asking that this development agreement will read the same way that our previous phases have. So we've added attributable to the planned area for DASZ 3408, etc.
Maybe when there's a change, maybe I ask you, Shirley, if you can. I want to separate them all. I don't want to. We'll see what we're going, what we're not, but I want to know your point of view. When I come to the transit one, I want your point of view. You can just speak up anytime, you know, but this is basically the ACG report. So how do you feel about the words attributable? No problem?
No problem.
Okay. These, by the way, are phases, what, 10 and 11?
I guess it'll be 10 and one north of, one Amber Trail is north of.
Oh, and a whole start. Okay. Sorry. Go ahead.
Under 5A2, we've just, the street names are incorrect in there before. They were from an older, out-of-date development agreement, so we've clarified and corrected them.
And they're fine with us.
Yeah. Okay. Good. Clarified under 5A3 that we're only responsible for boulevard landscaping on the west side of Pipeline Road.
It's fine with us.
Okay.
5B. What we're basically saying here is that, again, as Jerry had mentioned, we wish to delay paving Pipeline Road north of Templeton in the medium-term future, basically until we start seeing development east of Pipeline or within 5 years, whichever comes first. That's how we've ordered our proposal.
This is north of Templeton.
This is
just trying to keep the two applications in my head.
This is the piece to the north edge of the planned area.
Okay.
Just to the north of it, yeah.
So. Okay. Mr. Chair, Public Works does have a concern with dust control in the area and is not very happy with the five-year, the potential that it may take
could
as long
take
as five years. So Public Works would like to see it earlier. There was no specified time in the first instance, but...
We have that now, and when... problem with being so old here. When the first phase of Amber Trails was about to start, we had a problem with people on Court, the very first house. There was asthma and children and whatnot, and they just paved a little further, just put some asphalt down further. In the 15 to 20 years since, I haven't had a complaint from those people at all, but it was done. I too am going to have to do some fast talking on the area. So the area north of Templeton, where there are no homes or anything, and you're saying you would pave it by the time,
or
any building permits were issued for this property, you would have to pay for that.
Coincidental with the development, correct.
Before anyone occupied anything or what. See, there are no homes. There's zero homes out here. That's why I'm not having a problem with that. This will be another matter, but here, I have no problem with it. It's
old ass prairie that's all the people from Stonewall use every morning and Winnipeggers don't use. But, so, but, okay, so that's, so Bill Larkin's people have a problem with it, but, see, I have more of a problem the other side. I don't really care what happens up here. Well, to that extent. Okay, go ahead. I think going to have to...
Sure. We'll keep plowing through this. So, yeah, 5C, again, an administrative matter. We just want to make sure that we're clarifying that the area charges will be recalculated when this is... Or a new calculation will be... a new rate will be derived.
And they will be, and we have no problem with it.
Okay, so you're... Okay, that's an area that I have zero expertise in, so I want to know for sure.
Number six, we want to make sure that we're establishing the limits for how far that sidewalk has to be built, and we're certainly willing to construct it. Basically, the length of that first piece of the street up to where it will connect with potentially paths or something.
Can you show me this?
Yeah.
We're proposing to continue with the trails of Amber Trails on the north sides of these sites. So we'll be bringing a sidewalk up both sides.
Yeah.
And we'll up to the northern limit of the parks.
ECG has no problem with it.
Because I don't understand. So.
They don't want to go all the way to the north, just up to the park. And that's
up to where it
goes. Well, no, we're up to the frontage of the parks, but we're not wanting to, even though it's not part of the application, we're suggesting that, you know, we're not making sidewalks further on.
Well, we're not going to comment on that at this point.
We're fine with that.
Because we can't.
Okay,
make it and go with an area that's not even being applied for. Okay.
Number seven, we've done a strike through here. We'd like to see that clause deleted because we feel that it shouldn't be our responsibility to pay for a left turn storage on pipeline, which is very future oriented. Could be.
Well, developer pay through the undermanaged share of future northbound, mm-hmm. northbound left turn storage lane is a pipeline in Templeton. So that would be...
What we're saying here is that our obligation is to put in two lanes of pavement.
Yeah.
Okay. One day in the future, I don't know where I'll be when that happens, but one day in the future, when the city deems it necessary and has the funds to put in the other two lanes of pavement, because this is ultimately going to be four-lane divided... Then at that time, as a result of putting in the extra two lanes,
so this would be a storage lane in a narrowed median.
Yes. No, it's going to be. They're going to need a left. They're going to need a left-hand storage lane going north on the additional two lanes.
So it would be. So you'll have a center median, and then it would become narrower. And there'd be a stacking lane. Is that what we're talking about?
Chair, if I may, actually that is included in 5A2, and therefore it was a redundant clause, so we have no problem with the elimination of it.
Let's just...
5A2 talks about channelization in all of the entry points to Amber Trails, including Templeton. So.
Well, I'm just dealing with what we're... Before I get stacked up.
We're fine with...
We're fine with 7 yes. being struck, okay.
Eight. We've struck out the first sentence basically because we feel it's redundant, and that whether or not 3408 proceeds first, 3408 is what will prompt paving of pipeline Templeton anyways. So we'd like to see that first clause stricken, and then we've made some changes that again clarifies what would be our preferred timing for that. This deals specifically with Templeton, right here, between pipeline and the west limit of the planned area, right?
Templeton will be what I call a 33-foot pavement.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, a collector width. You're not trying to screw that around.
We're just trying to time the installation works with the development of the multifamily sites on the north side.
In this case, of what?
Two multifamily sites.
The north.
But of what? The paving of
the
what?
The paving of Templeton.
Templeton?
Yes. Yeah.
From pipeline from. To the west limit, yeah, the planned area, so.
Okay. Now, these sites will exit onto this road, obviously. And they will, if they come out here, they're going to be on gravel. They come down here to Amber Gate, they're on pavement. Of course, this is paved.
Yep.
So they'll be on pavement, going to pavement, and that's going in the direction just about everybody's going to want to go. People aren't going to want to go further away from the city up here, and if they do, this is all gravel to the perimeter anyway. How long are you asking for?
Until those sites are sold to third party, or
these sites?
No, the sites on the north side, or within 5 years from
that. We're still doing only.
Mike, they don't have. There's no objection.
The ACG has no objection to that.
So then, why would they want pipeline paved? Okay. That makes that answer easier for me.
The messenger.
Okay, but
continue. Number nine, yeah. This one is very similar, actually, number eight that we just looked at, but instead we're looking at the same issue, but this is for pipeline between Ambergate and Templeton. And again, the point being that paving of that area should be triggered by a sale or a 5-year time frame with the lots to the north of Templeton.
Nothing again happens here, then the distance from here to here is really.
Well, what you're saying is, before you build anything on any of those five multifamily sites, the three north of Templeton and the two backing on Pipeline Road, both pipeline all the way to Templeton, and Templeton up to the first cross street, or up to the end, okay, would be paved before anyone.
No, not entirely. We're saying that the catalyst would be the three sites north of Templeton to do Templeton pipeline, that the area south could fill in fully, but that wouldn't prompt paving of Templeton pipeline because they won't be reliant on those streets. It wouldn't theoretically.
They'd be able to come out to Ambergate.
Yeah.
Because they're the paved streets.
Yeah. If there were to be approaches onto Templeton or onto pipeline from any of these sites, then absolutely. But if there's no approaches and everything's going to be funneled through here, they have good.
And this plan doesn't allow for private approaches onto Templeton or pipeline? It's not allowed.
No, that's not true. That would be the developer's choice, I think.
I wouldn't allow any on without the streets being paved.
Right.
That's correct. That's what we're committing to. We're saying if there's approaches, we will then.
Is that in writing, in your version of this here?
Do we have that?
No, we had in the previous one. Certainly, again, that would be.
It should be. I think you omitted this one. I thought you were going to put that in there.
Should the developer construct any private approaches from the multifamily site to Templeton or pipeline, those streets would have to be paved prior to the opening of said approaches. We're doing this on tape, are we? This tape's it, not on?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay, so that's what I'm getting at, because obviously I don't want people being forced or encouraged to go out onto gravel roads when we're doing it as a way to help you properly finance it, not put all this huge millions of dollars up front before you have any hope of any revenue, which I think is why we're doing all this.
Mike, can you repeat that for Diane?
No. It would be that, and the wording could be, you can provide the, I would like you to provide the wording, but it would be that no vehicle access be provided from the multifamily sites directly to either Templeton or Pipeline Road prior to the paving of said roads as per the conditions in this agreement. And I'm sure you can do it at least as well as that, and probably a whole bunch better.
Number 10, we're
actually we go to 11 and 12 here, which are effectively the
same.
Mr. Yeah. Chair, if I may, ACG does have comments on number 9.
Okay, let's hear that.
There is no issue with this except that the southernmost development would have to take place first for this clause to be acceptable, because that pipeline road will be the access to the northern development.
So what you're saying here is these conditions would be acceptable to the ACG provided that the properties are developed sequentially starting from the south.
Correct.
You know, we don't have a problem if they want to reinsert we struck out the first part of the sentence. It really doesn't impact one way or the other. So, that's obvious. That's actually obvious that.
Okay, so putting back in the start of 9 would accomplish that. If 34 proceeds before 35, so we'll insert that back in and still continue with the amendment similar to what I just worded it, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Number 11?
Hey, yeah, so 11 and 12 are effectively the same thing. Basically, what we've added here is just, for the most part, this deals with the hydro service in the area and burying of services. So we're saying that we'll bury overhead services except for existing hydro lines within the Templeton Avenue and Pipeline Road rights of way, which are required to service other areas as determined by Manitoba Hydro. And this comes from actually discussions we have had with Hydro and some of the lines that we're reconstructing and putting new poles up. That would be extremely expensive and probably not terribly practical there. So we want to make sure that's covered off in here.
So existing hydro poles in pipeline
in Templeton,
that do not service any of Amber Trails, any of these catchment areas.
Well, could service part of this catchment area, but may also service other areas, larger lines that are.
What we're saying is that, of course, and as required in all developments, we will all hydro and utilities will be underground. However, currently, and in the last couple of days, Manitoba Hydro along Templeton has been redoing this. I wouldn't call it a major hydro tower line, but they are putting in new poles, and it's not the type of poles. It's providing power that is above and beyond what's required for Amber Trails, and that's not the type of poles that they want to have that service buried. So we may have to relocate them in order that they don't interfere with the widening of Templeton, because we're going to be widening Templeton as requested by the city. But it's not the type of infrastructure that Hydro wants to bury. So,
okay, what you've got here, though, is you've got everything buried except for existing hydro lines within the Templeton Avenue pipeline rights-of-way as determined by Manitoba Hydro. Well, that is the Crown anyway. We have no control over them should they decide. Because it says as determined by Hydro, not determined by you. I really wouldn't want that to be done. But as determined by Hydro, how can we object to that?
Mr. Chairman, we really wouldn't object. The development agreement parameters do allow, you know, they do say that all of these services should be underground. That's why we have the clause there. But, of course, they allow for, in situations where it would be prohibitively expensive, if Hydro and the city say it's okay to stay above ground, we do that. So I think that's the intent.
This would be, we'd only allow something above ground if that was Hydro's preference.
Yes.
Okay. Okay, because you've got your as determined by Hydro. Okay, fair enough.
But I think we all understand that, and we have no objection to this.
Okay.
That was it. Was it 3408? So may we move on to 35?
35, yeah.
Yeah, if I didn't. I just have to go in the other half of my
brain
here and say, okay, that is. Okay, we are agreed with the additional further amendment for the private approaches, whatever. Okay. Okay.
Other than the dust issue on offline.
Yeah, well, it's.
I would like to just make a note. The acreage, the planner's report says for 3408 is incorrect. It's actually the subject land is about 9.9 acres.
Where is this?
In the first page of the planner's report, in the report summary.
Report summary.
It's the second last line.
And I'm taking this as a yeah, that was recommendations. Where's the summary? Okay. Subject is approximately 1.9 acres.
It's actually approximately 9.9.
Okay.
And that same correction is in the section called site description on the next page.
Okay, we will, if it's okay with you, Diane, call that clerical error, which can be corrected without. It's just an error in fact from our own people, so it's not anything that I think requires a specific motion. I think you can just make that.
And just to further to that, the other report has the same error. The conversion factor was wrong.
So we're in all references to 1.9 acre for the subject site. Be where appropriate, be amended to 9.9 acres.
Yes, and for DAS at 35, it's from 3.5 acres to 21.6 acres, Councillor.
3.5. 21.6?
Yes.
3.5.
And you'll find that
3.5.
in the report summary.
There it is.
And the site description. Yeah.
Be changed to 21.6. Okay.
Thank you.
It's twice. Perfect. You'll make those changes then, Diane. Thank you. Please proceed with. Oh, I'm sorry, Mr. Chairman. Old habits.
Yeah. You can go ahead with 35. Thank you. Okay, so under 35, actually, in Part A, right at the beginning, we're taking some issue with numbers 2 and 3, which deal specifically with that transit issue to run the bus through the extension of the Mercedes.
Okay, leave that till we finish the rest and come back to it. Going to be a major discussion, I think.
Okay, sure. Well, maybe we should also, while we're on plan consideration, so we could just reiterate again that there are a couple of minor changes that we want to be making to DAS at 3508, which is an elimination of one of the lots.
Yeah.
Trying to widen these, reduce one lot.
And widen them.
And one lot.
I don't see the city or any of the residents objecting to fewer and bigger lots, so.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Good. Excellent. Okay.
You understand that part, do you?
No, I was.
I thought you had that.
First of all, if you could clearly state how you want the plan to be amended, so that there's no misunderstanding.
You want to amend the plan to reduce the number of lots on the east side of the extension of Mercedes to 9 lots instead of 10, and on the east side of.
Right. Okay.
This street from.
Have you got a name for that street?
Yeah, we're proposing some street.
Troy's Gate.
This is Troy's Gate.
Troy's Gate?
Yeah.
T-R-O-Y-E-S?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. We'll be requesting the community committee make a motion to.
Amend the plan?
Add these names to the street list. And amend this plan from 7 lots to 6.
And again, you have a problem with that. That's just wider, fewer
saying,
lots.
Do you have a plan that has the lots numbered? Because that would be a better reference for us.
Yes. That's a good idea.
It will be lots 9, 10, 11.
Aren't they numbered?
I don't know, yeah.
Oh, yeah,
they are
numbered here.
Yeah, they're numbered, okay.
They are numbered here.
So,
well, have I got
so
that
lots. Could you identify lots. Which lots are going to be amalgamated?
No, they're not.
No.
Each lot, every lot will not change its boundaries.
Will be.
You're adding a foot to your 10 feet or 2 feet to each one.
Our plan was to say something.
So I think that what could be done is identifying lots X through Y, which are 8 lots, will now be seven lots, and the plan of subdivision will be renumbered accordingly. And you say the same thing for lots A through B.
Okay.
Like, are they numbered?
Okay, well, we're using these numbering here. I don't know whether it's not numbered on your report.
There are numbers on the Schedule A. I just can't read them. That's all.
Lots 1 to 10 will be revised to read lots 1 to 9. Lot 11 will be changed to lot 10. Lot 12 will be changed to lot 11. And then lots 13 to 19 will be changed to lots 13 to 17.
Or 12.
12 to
17. 14. Lots 12 to 17.
Yeah. That's right.
We're noting it down, but could you submit us, just for our records,
sure,
an updated version of what you just said?
We have some extra copies here that we'll just write on.
He has to do that today, though.
Yeah, okay.
You can't do it after the public hearing is concluded.
Yeah, we need a drawing with a date on it.
Right. Yeah.
Do
you have something?
Let me just see. There's a drawing done by Pollock and Wright. This looks like the correct drawing.
Well, this is a preliminary plan, just like that, but it shows 10 lots and several lots here as well. So.
And
we can work with what you have there. I'm just going to read on this. Read on the watch.
Yeah, it's good.
Oh, really?
Jerry, is it possible for you just to renumber this?
No. Renumber it and then submit it?
Yeah, thank you.
That would certainly clarify and...
November. Oh, that doesn't matter. I think they could do it in text form.
Clint.
Okay. That makes sense. And then the other numbers will go be altered as accordingly.
Well, nothing's changed on the other side. It's just a reduction here.
Those are all the same block, right? Or will be when the plans are done.
Oh, I see. They're in a different block, the others.
Right.
Okay, I understand. And then there is the date on here, I noticed.
Is this?
Just put the date and sign.
December 1st.
2008, right?
And then there's the chances of error are far less.
Okay.
Good, thank you.
You're going to be making the motion that the plan of subdivision be in accordance with this.
David, do you want to?
Okay, yeah. Sure, yeah. Okay, so we'll deal with sort of the more administrative matters first.
We'll come back.
Which, and you know, honestly, a lot of them are exactly the same as the previous report. So, I can point that out.
Well, I would just like to know, maybe so you could tell us six. You got any problem?
Nope.
That's word for word what the other one was.
Oh.
And then B.
We have the dust control issue.
Dust control, right. Okay. Is the only difference? How about C? That's the same as the other one,
that's
too.
Fine.
That's fine. And 7?
Dust control.
Okay. And let's go through.
Oh, Mr. Chair, if I may.
Yeah.
Now our error is in number 8. That should have been not 8 meter wide, but 10 meter wide. 200 millimeter thick, 10 meter wide. This would be in the event that we get the 22 meter right of way and it becomes a collector street and we run buses along there. It should be 10 meters.
On what street? So on all streets here?
Yes. So that enables the paving of the collector street. The appropriate way.
But you're saying all streets have to be 10 meters wide?
No.
That's
either,
what it says?
They're
here.
Either 10 meters wide and 200 millimeters thick, or 7.5 meters wide and 6 inches thick.
Do we added the strike through.
So all streets will be either or. Okay.
Yes.
That's not a problem. We'll decide which ones are which, but
But what I'm saying, I guess, is that if you go with the change to make it a collector street for buses, we have an error in that that should have read 10 meters wide and not 8 meters wide.
And if not, then the 10 meters would apply.
It doesn't apply.
Would apply to Templeton and Pipeline only, which are definite.
Right.
Well, no, Pipeline isn't going to be that wide.
It's specified in another clause in any event.
Yeah, but it's not, because it's you can't do the oversize because it's going to be two 24-foot, pardon my language, pavements. Okay.
Number nine. David?
Yeah, well, 8, 9, and 10, again, are kind of related back to the transit issue, again, that we're opposed to building the roads.
That's why you've stroked them out. That's the only stroke. So if we say, no, this is going to be a transit route, then these go back in, or actually when council in the end.
Number 11?
11, we've just added some of the street names that we're proposing out of, Black received civil for anyways, obviously.
Okay.
13 is exactly the same as 7 was in the previous one. That, I believe is a redundant clause anyways.
Yes.
With the left hand.
Okay.
Yeah. So 15 and 16, again, is the hydro issue. The hydro bolt. So
7 is all you cause to be installed.
Yeah.
As determined by hydro, they're the same. Okay.
And then the only other one on this one, besides the transit issue, is 23, and that we would like to have the ability to do some nicer landscaping in the large island that's going to result in the proposed cul-de-sac.
Mm. There'll be a large island within here, and rather than just have interlocking paving stone, which is the city standard, we would. Like the alternative, you would provide the standard city splash strips around the island, but we'd like to be able to install landscaping, trees, shrubs, rocks, stones, and something nice.
Well, I would like that too, and I like it to the approval of the community committee, but the community committee is going to have to rely on public works because there are standards that for snow removal that just have to be met. But I don't have a problem with what you've amended here, but I just do know that when is this going to happen? Within 2 years? Yeah?
Well, it depends on the market.
No, but your single family housing, your little bit of single family housing in here. Do you plan on going with that next spring or?
By fall
of next year, because you got to put the services. Okay. So as long as I'm going to be around for it, I'm quite happy to just, because I know, well, Mike will be probably for a little while longer. Just the point is, we're saying to community committee that we're not going to do this on our own. There are technical parts of it that have to be
We don't mind
looked
saying
at.
That we would obviously meet the city standards that...
No. Well, of course you will. That's, you won't get permits if you don't, so...
Surely.
And Mr. Chair, parks do not want to see anything but hard surface.
Well,
maintenance
but
issues.
You can do it. But you can do no maintenance bushes and trees. You don't have to plant flower beds every spring. We have them where? Somewhere in your development.
Well, as a matter
we
of fact, case in point, on Oneida, there is
right in that island there.
Right there, there's a nice island. It's full of boulders and rocks and stones and trees and actually so the residents look after take some pride in the area, so
and it's I've seen them elsewhere in the ward too, so okay.
Is that it for your, and then, sorry, the transit issue.
The big one.
The transit issue, so again, I mean, I guess, you know, Jerry described it pretty well previously. I mean, we're certainly very much of the opinion that the road network in the area, the system of collectors and arterials and regional roads will provide more than adequate bus routes. The intent of this next phase of Amber Trails is that it's a local street.
Well, the question is not a bus route. The question is, because that's optional by the city, you don't get a vote on that anyway. The question is 10 meter wide pavements. where are the 10-meter wide pavements now? Because I think I see them.
That's what we're, yeah, yeah.
I believe they're on Allen Bly, all along Strasburg. They'll be all along Templeton. And then Pipeline Road will be twinned. So,
it's a regional.
And Leela Avenue will be twinned as well. So we've gone and agreed to the extra expense of providing all these collectors and arterial roads with the extra wide pavements in order to accommodate that kind of infrastructure and public transit. And we just don't understand why this area would be requiring frontage roads, sidewalks, 10-meter pavement, no parking on the street. When we're prepared to provide the standard street widths, 7.5 meters, plus a sidewalk so that they have the ability to walk within the city guidelines, which is all going to be less than 400 meters away from a bus stop. So unless they decide to cancel the existing buses, which they would end up sterilizing more areas by doing that. So
maybe we could hear from Mr. Chesson now. And
there's two separate issues here. One with the width of the street is an operational issue, just having the option to be able to run the bus down the street at some point in the future. Like you were saying, it's about an option to do it in the future, not necessarily that we're voting to put in a bus route right there. The other issue is people being able to access the transit service, and that's where the sidewalks come in. You said that we can run the buses down the arterial roads and the regional roads that go outside, going along along the pipeline. And then
Templeton goes through the middle of development. And
You've got 7.5 meter pavements here that you're running a bus down.
Yeah. Operationally, we don't like to do that. It's not nearly as safe and not nearly as easy for the bus operators to operate in a more constricted roadway. And also, we like to run the buses as much right through the heart of the development as possible to minimize the walking distances. Now, having said that, I think we're actually on more of a common ground than I had thought before this meeting was going to start.
I'm just saying, though, that Templeton is the middle of the development. It goes from Chief Pegwas Trail to Leela to regionals, and as close to the middle, if we don't want to walk on water, is going to be Templeton. That is the middle of the development.
It is, but because especially the multifamily along there is going to be oriented inwards towards, I guess it's Amber Trail or whatever it is you're going to call it along there, it's better for us to be able to run the bus service right through there. Okay. Now, I just want to say one thing here. The requirement for the frontage roads and with the wide right-of-way, that's never something that transit has, that's something that the works is always asked for. And one thing that's come up in the discussions here is that Public Works would be willing to have the 22-meter right-of-way with 10-foot pavements and sidewalks, but no frontage roads, still allow frontal access to the properties along there.
22-meter width would destroy the plan. We'd have to rework the whole design.
The multi-family. Let's get into the zoning issue while we're at it. You've never built apartment blocks in Amber Trails. You've built them in Linden Woods. I think you know what I call an apartment block, something that's square or rectangle, as opposed to something that looks like a bunch of attached houses. What are you planning for your... Because I was going to get to that eventually.
On these two sites, we're proposing what we now call townhomes, whether it be fourplexes or duplexes.
Is there a height limitation here?
35 feet.
Yeah, that's correct.
Does 35 feet allow three-story buildings?
Yes, it does.
Then let's get a height that keeps it at two-story. I don't want any three-story buildings, period. What height would give you full peaks and all range, but it's two, it ain't three? I'm just not going to vote for a three-story.
I don't think we would change a 35-foot height.
No, oh, I would.
But we would still restrict it to two-story.
As long as it's restricted to two-story.
Two stories, Councillor, but yeah. But at the same time, the stories could be quite tall, floor-to-ceiling or floor-to-floor.
No, but that's even better if you get 9 foot, even 10 foot ceilings. That's a good thing for the area.
Try to restrict the density, really, not the height of the building. I said.
No, I don't want it looking towering over people's homes. But I see how tall some of the two-story homes are, and you see some of them that are walking out, and there'll be some there walking out onto the lake. Because there are, in this phase, there are lots that back right on the lake. And there's going to be some pretty massive homes. So I guess by limiting it to two-story, that'll do it. Okay. So
maybe just some further clarification on that is as a condition to say that a mezzanine level or a loft level is considered a story. Because you know, the distance from the floor to the floor of the mezzanine to the ceiling is essentially two stories.
Two-story limit is a two-story limit. If somebody has a specific plan and applies for a variance, that'll be judged on its merits at that time. But rather, as just a concept, I don't think I want to be allowing three-story
buildings. Well, not that I'm proposing it at this time, but I've seen some product where they have the garage on the main floor and then they've got...
Well, Lyons, right on Jefferson, and we approved it, and it's the ugliest thing I've ever seen. It was meant that garage would have been sunken into the ground, like on Holiday Place off Templeton, where I used to live and own one of those, and that's what I thought we were approving. And then they sold the site to someone else, they had the approvals, and they built these. Well, they're selling, so. But I think they're ugly. But two-story, okay. Let's get back to transit. So you're looking for an option for the future that you could run the bus. Now,
depending on how the development takes place north of Templeton, the problem that I'm seeing is I don't want to find us restricted in where we can run the buses if it ends up that this is the most efficient way for us to service the area.
But this is that green line all the way up. It's going to service everything north of Templeton, empties out on Templeton. None of it's going to empty out on the Chief Badger's Trail. So Templeton, and that's just around one bay. That's where your bus should be to give people neighborhood bus service. They're not going to want a bus coming in. Believe me, the flack I took when we put transit into Amber Trail, the snobs of Amber Trail is going, we don't want a bus here, we're not for poor people. And of course we put the bus in, and the kids use it to go to school and to work at McDonald's.
Because it will probably be fenced along here, and we have been talking about this before, that anybody living in the multifamily, which a multifamily development is generally, that's where we can do our best at attracting a lot of ridership. They can't walk out to here, so they're left with a much longer walking path, and that's why I like to see the bus route going through.
They just walk out to Templeton. It's their own fence. Not out to Pipeline, but out to Templeton here. That's not much of a walk.
Well, to walk straight out here?
Yeah.
But if it's fenced along there and there's no breaks in the fence, which...
So put in a gate if you want it. It's their condo corporation.
But this all fits within the required standards for transit right now. If somebody wants to use the bus, we're going to have sidewalks there. So they're all going to be able to be serviced fully within.
Sidewalks are in the plan here for that area.
Yes, we're...
You were requested, and GenStar is agreeing to construct them regardless.
Yeah, we're going to have one.
Just as a...
And Templeton will have sidewalks. 10 meter wide?
Okay. Yes.
Just as a point of clarification, when you were talking about restricting the heights of buildings, you're referring to these two sites here.
And there.
Here too?
Well, you're not putting... rental apartment blocks in there.
Yeah.
Okay. Whether it's rental or condo, we still want the option to be four-story. That's what we've applied for.
Four-story?
Four-story on this one.
And you want to build it after you build the home?
Before we rule.
I don't mind there being some block, but they have to be first. You don't let people build their dream home and then in their backyard.
Mm-hmm. Backyard through the open space.
Where are we? In the people are building, backing on the lake, and then across through that one guy's yard. All of a sudden, you got four-story, like, mailman built on. I'm not having that, Fred. First of all, it has to be all masonry construction. No stick built junk like we have on Leela, which we told
But I still think the option to have four-story here, just like they have four-story on here, don't they?
The four-story that they have there is beautiful, to my thinking. But the stuff beside it is shit. It's crap. And we don't want that.
That's fine.
I don't want that. Well,
we still want the opportunity to have four-story because that's what makes on the site here.
I can take care of that.
Okay, so a height limitation of two stories on 35, is that the application number?
Yeah, 35.
The south property?
Yes.
And on the north property, whatever you've got in your thing, but any multiple family construction higher than two stories shall be of masonry construction with plan approval to the community committee. So we don't end up with that stuff. Fair?
Sure.
That way you get to, you know, do the plans and bring it to us as a recommendation. Or to whomever, because by the time they're built, I probably won't be the counselor. But somebody will be who cares.
And in the RMFM district, the maximum building height is 60 feet.
Let's just change that to four stories or 60 feet, whichever is less, subject to approval of the LSWK Community Committee. Okay, so those are things you're going to make sure are in the motions that will be made eventually, unless it's just a simple motion of turf them out. I don't see that happening.
Mike, are there other things you want to talk about on this 35?
No?
Jerry, I have a housekeeping matter here. Can you just, I need you to name this street here. I think you said it's Troy's Gate, but I do need you to...
Where the lots are going to be reduced from 7 to 6
on,
or
on
something.
This plan, please. Just right there.
The size is increased, the numbers decreased.
We have a proposal. I guess these names have to be added to the street name list of whatever the process is to do that. And then a good question, which I'm not sure, does this extension become Amber Gate or Amber Trail, or is this Mercedes? I think Mercedes would be most appropriate.
I don't know about that. I'm trying to find a way, Mr. Planner, to de-emphasize traffic continuing around Mercedes to Novara. There was this Choi's Gate or whatever will be going out to Templeton. That's where I want the traffic to go, because if you miss the turn at Mercedes, you're going to be on to Marseille, which isn't, you know, that's not, these are, people have them now as quiet cul-de-sacs. They don't want all of a sudden, what? I built on a cul-de-sac, now it's a through street? No. Matter of fact, I'd like to find a way to not build any pavement beyond Troy's Gate, if that's what it's going to be called. Whatever the street out to Templeton is.
That's Troy's Gate.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I would like to see it not...
Not quite.
Well, I'd like to see a bulb so that you can still sell your lots along the lake. And I don't know. I really don't want to be a planner that I have no... training in, but I do, my thing is I don't want traffic shooting through, so the people on this cul-de-sac, Mercedes, all of a sudden, and Oneida, the bulb, all of a sudden they're on a major street and somebody puts a bus down it or something. I just don't see that happening, so...
Well, we're talking about the name here of the street.
He's the name is
Mercedes,
fine.
Mercedes
Drive. But I'm just saying, if you call it Mercedes all the way around, if that's all I can do in the end, I would hope you, maybe there's something better.
Well, maintaining a local street will also prevent what you're...
Prevent, but it'll encourage. And with with Templeton being wider and whatnot, that people will want to get out of there. They're not going to want to cruise around. But so I don't want it called Mercedes. I'd rather it were called Choice Gate, whatever, Fred Street. I don't care.
I think the change, Councillor, should occur at the intersection of Choice Gate and the unnamed road, where yeah. to the west of that is Mercedes and the east of that is Amber Trail.
There we go.
And there are ways to calm the traffic, such as not having a wide road, allowing some on-street parking when safe enough, and fairly extensive landscaping tends to send the message to drivers that you're not on a Pembina highway.
Yeah. How wide is this R1M Street? Are you calling that Troy's Gate?
No, that.
Where are you referring to?
North of Templeton.
No.
This?
South of Templeton.
That's Troy's Gate.
That right there.
Yeah.
That's what we're proposing to be called Troy's Gate.
What are you proposing for its width?
7.5 meters.
So why can't you go 10 meters there? You've done it all down Leela where you have these main entrances. And that's going to take, people are going to want to go to Templeton that way, whether they be private vehicles or buses. They're going to Templeton, which is a wider street. Why can't the compromise be that there be the sidewalks and that be a wider street?
It's 10 meters and it's a stay at 7.5.
Right.
It's based on traffic, Councillor. We did the traffic analysis, and the City of Winnipeg's policy is for a 10-meter road to be based on more than 1,000 trips per day.
You built this, and this isn't even built yet.
It's because there's a lot of traffic,
10 meters.
More than 1,000 trips per day here. There's only 600 trips a day on both this street and this street. So 600 is just way less than the normal requirement of a 10-meter.
That's all we've used all along the other outlets.
Yeah, it's really no different than any of these streets. But the way it's designed is by having a lot of outlets, you're splitting the traffic.
I have another purpose in mind. I'm going to be the planner of planners.
Well, I'm not naming it Mahatma Gandhi way, but whatever. But or who's the other guy? Black? Rod Black?
I don't know.
He's a sports announcer.
Yeah,
Rob Black. So, I just know that would do it. That would keep people, except for local people and locals, from going around Mercedes and in Novara. And I mean, you're still going to have Mr. or Mrs. Jones taking their kids to the elementary school. And they're going to go around and then go down Novara, and they're going to get there. But nobody's really going to mind that particular. That's local traffic at low speeds. But the people coming out of the multifamily and whatnot, to encourage them to make that turn up to Templeton, to have the wide, like, you've got Avon Gate at Linden Woods. You've got another one I can't remember the name of, a few of them, and they are wider.
Right. So you want 10 meters in?
Yeah.
On this stretch.
On that Troy's Gate, is that what it's called? Mr. Planner, would you have any objection to that?
Not at all. It's more of a traffic issue, though, I think.
Yeah, I know it is. I'm trying to protect the existing people who think they live on a cul-de-sac that all of a sudden it's going to open up. I would like all the traffic to be encouraged to go to the major street, Templeton, rather than continue around in front of Tony's Tony knows that's front yard. He'll kill me.
Councillor, anyway. Though, I can see people living in the multifamilies taking, if they're heading towards the city center, taking the shortest route.
Back to Amber Gate.
Down to Amber Gate Drive to Pipeline.
In front of that guy's
regardless
house,
of how Tony's wide center. The road is.
Yeah, well, that I can't do anything about and don't want to. I mean, Amber Gate, if you never figured that was an entranceway, ain't too swift. So, I mean, that is what it is.
Surely.
But I would like that to be 10 meters wide.
Mr. Chair, I feel that I must speak up on behalf of Public Works then. 10-meter wide pavement would be what they would call a collector street.
Yeah.
And a collector street would go into a wider right-of-way, and there would be no approaches.
lots of approaches on the street.
Off of a collector street. I'm just telling you what the standards are. So the standard would be that the...
Yeah, it would be their standard. It's not my standard.
That's correct.
The reason we don't have a need, traffic-wise, for 10 meters, we have a need for the sake of the community to be 10 meters. But it would be allowed, would be still allowed to have private approaches from each of the single-family dwellings fronting on Troy's Gate. Okay, that would be written in specifically, Diane? That it was, well, it would be 10 meters wide, would still allow for private approaches from all single-family dwellings fronting on said street.
So there are standard alignments for where your sewer lines and everything else goes. So if you don't widen the right-of-way, you're going to have your pavement encroaching on the underground surface.
How deep are these lots?
That street was 20 meters. It was going to get narrowed to 18, so it would need to be widened to 22 from 20.
Yeah, but how deep is the entire... The lots would still be well over 100 feet each.
Oh, yeah, they're...
These are extra deep lots.
Yeah, they're 40-plus meters on the west side.
West side lots could be...
You don't have to center it as such. Really, I don't... I just want to wave my hand and say, make it so. I don't want to try to be a planner or an engineer here. I just want it, the pavement to be wider. If that means the right-of-way has to be 2 meters wider, that's fine. But I don't want it to... Just because... This is everything I hate about what we do, because, that triggers that and we have to do all this. No, it doesn't. Why? Because if council goes along with me, I'm saying we're not doing that. We just want the pavement to be 33 feet instead of 24. And the people can still... It's just to encourage people to take that thing out of there and not have... We don't have any multiple family in Amber Trails at the moment. To expect to have a place of 10 and 15,000 people without any, it ain't going to happen. Just look at Lindenwood's, the amount of multifamily housing in there. But to have it and still protect that atmosphere of a single family community as much as possible, I think is important. And so I'm moving it with that when we get to that point.
Let me ask the applicants. Are you pretty much done with your initial remarks?
Okay.
We'll get a chance to come back.
If there's anyone.
If there's anyone. There's no opposition.
But there's people for information that can all come. And they may change the
line.
So
I'll ask you guys to stand down for a quick second there, and let's call these names out here. If you want to speak, let me know. If you're here just for information, that's fine, too. First up, we have John Vads.
Yeah, that's me.
Would you like to speak, or?
Oh, all I just like to know is...
Oh, you have to come up to the... And state your name and address for the record, please.
John Vads, 1350 Templeton Avenue. I own all the property on the southeast side. Pipeline. Okay, and Templeton. So my question is, how will the taxes work with all that frontage that I have on Pipeline Hill?
I could answer that. Your taxes are based on the market value of your property. Do you think this will increase the value of your property?
I just had the department send me a notice.
How much higher?
$72,000.
What percentage is that? What was it before?
150,000.
It went up another 72?
Yeah.
There's no increase in your taxes. None. 78% increase equals zero. Because the whole city on average went up 78%. So we're going to lower our mill rate by 78%. So if your house went up like double, then your taxes would go up. Yours may actually be going down a little bit according to that. That sounds like less than 78% to me.
So anyway, with this fixing of Pipeline Road, that won't be out of my taxes.
Nope. It's not a local improvement. You have flankage. And the two lanes, we're only building the two lanes, and the two lanes Genstar is building and paying for. And if you wanted to do development on the other side, like a apartment, whatever, the city would probably ask you to pay a portion of the other two lanes, that's all. But in and of itself is not, if you don't change the use of your property, the paving of pipeline is not going to cause your taxes to go up, or we are not going to come to you and say, pay for that pavement. No.
Okay. Thanks, Mr. Vance. Next up we have Chris Martin.
The planner, so I'm sorry.
If perchance you had a rezone to allow higher density, that may increase the assessed value. No.
That's within your control, though.
Yeah. No, I understand it, but I'm just saying no.
Yep.
Absolutely.
Okay. Chris Marcinowski, wish to speak? Come up and your name and address for the record, please.
Christopher Marcinowski on 30 Mercedes Drive, Coney's neighbor. So, no, just came for information, but definitely in agreement with most of the council. Mercedes a thoroughfare. Definitely apply a street currently, and to add, I guess, the thickness of the streets to make it bus route accessible. I don't see it. It wasn't in my plans when I built the house there 5 years ago.
You built it on a cul-de-sac, a dead-end street.
I apply a street that eventually would have probably joined Amber Trail, but never with the idea of having bus routes and such on there. So definitely in favor of suggestions as well as the
height restrictions. Thank you. Greg Jasper. Yeah. Name and address for the record.
I live at 31 MP Drive. And as a resident here, I think it's actually great.
Excuse me, we have people here. He designed it. He used to work for Genstar.
Well, it's changed very recently. But I do have a comment that I'd like to add to, and that concerns the bus route. The bus route has been designated to go down Templeton for years. And if you want to put a bus down that side street, and you really don't have to widen it. The only thing you really do is put maybe a wider approach so it could turn the corner properly.
Wouldn't have a problem turning. It's going to be 10 meters wide, little stretch.
From the narrow one.
Yeah.
That's the only thing you have to do. If you have a bus going down there in the interim before Templeton's finished,
We won't.
I mean, the bus comes, I have a bus on my street that comes down maybe once every hour and a half or so.
I don't think we have.
Why do you have to spend all that money to widen the street and put in that experience?
As an engineer who's had experience in this area, if you widened Amber Trail North from where it's green to Troy's Gate, from where it's green to green down, no, lower, yeah, from there all the way around to there, how much would that cost?
To widen it?
Yeah.
Paul.
Well, it's not just the sort of widening it, you're thickening the pavement.
I know. Yeah. What would the extra cost be from a normal 7.5, 150 millimeter thickness Portland cement?
Well,
too many reports.
100,000?
I'd say $100,000.
Peanuts. You'd also be widening the right of way, would you take land away?
Yeah, which makes things less than you put in. But we are putting sidewalks in anyway, right? Okay. Good. Thank you.
Hey, Mr. Klein and Mr. Bowles, you're welcome to come back and respond. Or
what could he possibly rebut?
Nobody,
because you can't introduce anything new.
No,
you can only talk about what they talked about.
Exactly. Yeah. Well, we've made our case, I think.
Okay. Thank you very much. All right. Councillor Schlossy.
I can't find any reason to make that one corner extra wide and put in a 10 meter in front of what are going to be biggest, most expensive houses in all of Amber Trails. For the most, the people that back out on that lake and whatnot, you know, the bus is on Ambergate. The bus is going to be on Templeton. That's a very short distance in between. The people in multifamily, I mean, we're not looking at $600, $700, $800, and $900 a month rental multifamily. We're looking at $300,000 and up homes. And these people are not going to use the bus any more or any less than everybody else. The number of units in the multifamily is not that much different than if you put a bay right through there. Sure, there's going to be more units, but not drastically more. This is the low, low end of multifamily. But I just don't see taking the extra width and taking the extra cost for... Or if I could find where I put my notes here. Anyway, let me paraphrase then. For the option, as you said, the option of putting a bus there someday, you're not optioning them $150,000. You're taking it. And then we say, we the city, not certainly you the individual, even you the department, but we the city say 10 years down the road, ha-ha, didn't need it. We made a developer on Blanchemaudière Boulevard at Almy put in a set of lights. The developer didn't want to do this. They put in the set of lights and never did go ahead with their development for many years. They're now going, it's where the Steinbeck Credit Union is going in. When the hearing came up to do the final, whether it was rezoning or whatever for that, or maybe it was just a development agreement amendment, ZAA, something, our transportation planners, not from transit, said, we should take those lights out, they're not necessary. But the developer paid $500,000 to put them in. That's when a few of us who have been around had the memory, crazy, those lights are still there and they're staying. And because it is, but it's slowing down traffic. Well, so people can go into their commercial development. But you made them pay $500,000 for it. Now the only benefit they're ever going to see out of this is you want wiped out. They're still there. So, you know, some of these things, so that we can have an option, especially in this economic climate, ain't cutting it. So, maybe standing, well, I doubt standing committee will overturn it. Maybe EPC or council will overturn it. Since I sit on that standing committee, I don't really see that happening. But I am not going to ask that Ambergate North, I'm not going to ask that go to 10 meters wide. I think Troy's Gate being 10 meters, I know Avon Gate works in Lindenwoods. It's wider in through there just to take you to Lindenwood Drive, and then it goes back. So anyway, on that note, yes, you do want to get going, don't you? On that note, Mr. Chairman, with regards to both 34 and 35, I would move that the administrative, the reports of the Winnipeg Public Service be taken as read.
All those in favor, contrary, carried.
That the receipt of public representations be concluded.
All those in favor, contrary, carried.
That the, I'll do with, from here I'll have to separate them, I guess, and go with 34 first. That the recommendation of the Winnipeg Public Service as amended, which takes care of about 9.9 acres, whatever, as amended. And I think, I'm not sure, but I think that was the only change. The other change would be that the recommendation to adopt the report of the administrative recording group be changed to as amended.
ACG
be... There's a one of the recommendations, I don't know what number, but standard is that the report of the ACG form part of what. So I would just add the words as amended, and then we'll go through the individual amendments. And I will take, please feel free to interrupt on this, because this is kind of piecemeal, and I'm going to do it using, because of the agreement, the reports given to us by the proponent in this case.
So it's recommending condition approval 1A is the one that talks about the development agreement. That's the clause that needs to say as amended.
With the following amendments.
Yeah. And regarding the acreage, that's not part of the recommendations. It was just for informational purposes.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, Dan always gets the wording right, even when I don't. So the amendments would be in Clause 5. And please jump in. 5A and 5A.2 and 0.3 as amended. You have them here. So it's as it's printed here.
So as it is printed, yes.
Okay. The I do have noted in point B that the that our administration was opposed to them not paving right away, but I do accept the wording as put here before us.
So you're accepting their proposed amendment? Okay.
I'm accepting the whole darn page. Now tell me, other than the philosophical difference, is there something I'm missing? That's all. Okay. Now there's a further amendment on the next page under 9 somewhere. What am I missing here?
You put the first sentence.
Putting the first sentence back in.
Yeah, putting it back in.
Okay, so that's the only change to what's before us. And 11, 12, 13, because it's with hydro, they're fine. And there were no other amendments.
So then you're essentially concurring with all their proposed amendments?
Except for the reinserting number 9, the first sentence therein will be reinserted.
Going to be stepped, right.
Okay.
Got it.
Okay.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Very carried.
And move that the
hearing be concluded. All those in favor? Contrary? Carried. Now number 35.
35. Be the same motions, but let's look. I would like to under the other change was under 34, that of course you got.
34.
Is 34 the north or the south?
North.
Okay, I wasn't. North is fine. The south. I'm doing virtually the same thing. I don't know. I'm going with this report with two exceptions. Going with this report supplied by
35?
Yeah, for 35, I'm going with, just like we did with the version provided by the proponent, with two exceptions, further amendments to the amendments. One being that the pavement in Troy's Gate be 10 meters wide and 200 millimeters thick as per city standards. But that, whereas this is not a collector street, that private approaches be allowed for each of the R1 dwellings fronting Troy's Gate. And the meaning of this is that it be treated, except for its concrete makeup, it be treated like every other residential street in the subdivision. So it doesn't mean the boulevards get wider, it doesn't mean it gets fewer or more trees, it just means that the pavement's wider and thicker and